Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey everybody, Scott Patterson. We're back. I am all in podcast, 111 Productions, iHeartRadio. I'm Scott Patterson, your host of hosts. From Nova Scotia, and we're gonna do a little pop culture on Face Off.
Well, we should start with Face Off, right? Which is a Nick Cage, John Travolta movie that I love.
Yeah,
I love Face Off. You know why? Because the fact that John Travolta could literally become Nick Cage is pretty epic. I'm not gonna lie.
And he was super cool as Nick Cage in this film.
Totally. Yeah.
But we're talking about a Gilmore episode called Face Off.
We're not.
3 episode 15, not to confuse anybody. You've tuned into you're at the right place.
Right. You're not listening to the rewatchables, which is a whole different podcast.
Tara S.
All right.
Who is back with us. Take it away.
So let's start with Taylor giving pins for the hockey team semifinal game. Rory says, didn't we only make it this far because the Litchfield team got food poisoning? Taylor says, I admit it's not exactly the plot of Hoosiers, but still very, very exciting.
Classic film.
That's actually a very funny line because they're going to the hockey game and that's a very funny line.
We missed a great line. You know what the great line in this whole episode was?
What was that?
What kind of jealous? So there's that kind of jealous, and then there's Othello. Remember that?
Oh my god! Anyway. I just realized we forgot to do our favorite lines.
Well, we'll do them in this episode. We'll do them in this episode. It's okay. It's okay.
Can I give mine really quick?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
When Taylor's talking to Lorelai about the reunion and he says, did I tell you that or something like that? And she says, closing in on 150 times. That's very funny. Okay, keep going, Tara.
Tara, what was your favorite line?
All right.
You had a favorite line.
I don't remember right now. What? I had it earlier. I think it was something from Mrs. Kim. Hold on. I have to pull it up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's got
to
be.
I just moved her computer screen to another screen.
I really like Lorelai backing out of the house saying, it's a deep philosophical question coming in. Well, maybe I'll exit.
What about, are you serious? Are you serious?
That was yeah, right, right. That was also very good. There was some real high points.
There really were.
If
you missed our recap earlier this week, you're going to want to go back to it because it's a gem.
It's a gem. All right. Keep going, Tark. Back to pop culture. So Hoosiers is a sports film from 1986 that's about a coach with a bad past and is a local drunk, trains a small town high school basketball team to become a top contender for the championship. And it's starring Gene Hackman and Dennis Hopper.
Mm-hmm. I never saw it.
I haven't either.
Big time film.
I think you've seen this next movie that's mentioned though, Amy. This is when Lorelai and Rory are running late for their dates. Lorelai says, "You kept making all that pointless conversation, all those thank yous and pleases. What are you running for, Miss Congeniality?"
Okay, first of all, excellent film. Yeah. But this gives me my moment to thank all the good people who commented about Grease 2. I just want to thank you so much. I read every single comment and it meant the world to me. And somebody also sent me a link to Circus with the Stars with Adrian Zmed. Thank you so much.
I think it was Circus of the Stars.
No, Battle of the Network Stars.
I wasn't on that episode with you guys, but I will say Cool Rider is such a great song. So I get it.
Somebody, people were putting in lines from Grease 2 songs. I died. It was so good.
It's very underrated.
Let's bowl. Let's rock and roll. Scott, this weekend, please watch Grease 2 just for us.
Okay. All right.
I'll watch Saw. You watch Grease 2.
No, don't. You don't have to do that. I would never put anybody through that.
First of all, I love Saw movies.
If you watch Saw, I have to send you $100.
First of all, I love Saw, and I finally gave the Chris Rock one another chance, but
yeah,
not as good.
Yeah.
Well, so Miss Congeniality, which we talked about, is a film with from 2000 with Sandra Bullock. But going back to what this line meant is Miss Congeniality is a coveted title at a beauty pageant. Known by her peers as the most friendly, helpful, genuine, and outgoing contestant in the pageant. And the award is given by the harshest judge of everyone, which is the other contestants.
I just love Sandra Bullock.
Oh, same.
Speed, though. Speed is my number one, Sandra Bullock.
I love the proposal.
If anyone cares. Oh, my God. Alaska.
I watched it the other day, actually.
Okay, so. Scott, you can skip Grease 2, but you have to watch The Proposal with Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds.
I think you'll enjoy it more.
You will like it. And iconic Betty White. You will love it.
To the
his
window.
Face. I wish you guys could see his face. It's almost a Luke face with a little Scott. It's a little bit. It was a Luke face like we were on the cell phone in the diner is what I just saw.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the next one. This is
why
Jess
are we
Holling-
in such good moods today, Tara?
I don't know.
Scott's really loving us.
All right, Jess is telling Lorelai he didn't call Rory because he worked two shifts. Lorelai says, "You couldn't have taken 2 seconds to call and tell her that." Jess says, "No." Lorelai says, "Really? You don't get breaks? Do you get food, water? Should I get Michael Moore on the phone?"
Okay, that was great.
That was good.
Very good. And works just as well today as it did 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
So Michael Moore is an American documentary filmmaker, author, and activist, and he works frequently addresses the topics of globalization and capitalism.
If you want to hear a great interview with Michael Moore, listen to Smartless, another podcast that has nothing to do with us. They did an amazing interview with him that you would enjoy.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
It's time to hear her side of the story. Joe and Serena sit down for an intimate conversation with Maria Georges on Bachelor Happy Hour.
I have to ask, I heard a rumor that you were dating at one point one of Drake's best friends.
Oh, Lord have mercy on me.
Listen to Bachelor Happy Hour on America's #1 podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Bachelor Happy Hour. Listen now everywhere you listen to podcasts and don't miss part 2 Monday night.
All right, this one is Emily at the inn complaining about Gran invading their home. Emily says, I'm sorry, I think I'm just a little sensitive right now. I'm selfish, I know, but Richard's traveling more than he ever did. He's been gone 3 of the last 4 weeks, and now he's finally home, and she's there commanding all of his attention, all of his time. I sound like a spoiled high school girl. And Lorelai says, not quite. You still haven't asked for the Gloria Vanderbilt jeans and the convertible rabbit.
First of all,
the convertible rabbit was so good.
I never had Gloria Vanderbilt jeans. Did you, Scott?
Just kidding.
Actually, did. I had a couple of pairs. They were a little tight in the hips. Yeah.
Oh, man. So Gloria Vanderbilt is an author, actress, fashion designer, heiress, and socialite. She has 4 sons, including CNN's Anderson Cooper. And Gloria Vanderbilt jeans brought in $200 million, and she created, quote, the perfect fit. I mean, I also love him on New Year's Eve with Andy Cohen.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that might be...
It's such a drunk fest, Scott. Also, if you're bored this weekend, you could rewatch.
Am I on the right podcast? What's going on here?
Amy and I are going off the rails today.
The heck is happening?
I enjoy when Andy Cohen just loses his mind on that thing, and Anderson's like trying to rein him
in. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I've been away from my family for too long. I'm starting to get
snarky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you a bitter old biddy?
Oh,
I don't know
God.
About that, but I'm ready to kick somebody's ass.
They're coming soon.
Yes, they are. I know. I'll be better. Once
the life of a
family.
Big TV star. We know it's hard. It's hard. It's hard to be famous.
I've never spent this much time away from them. And it's really
I joke, but
hard.
We do feel bad for you. We try
to
help.
It's hard.
We try to help. I do feel bad.
I FaceTime them twice a day, an hour each time, you know, but I'm feeling guilty. I'm feeling guilty about taking the job. Yeah, because it's like,
no, your kid's going to go to college because of this job.
He's going to go to college anyway.
I know, but I mean, okay, fine. You can get him a car when he turns 16.
I'm just dealing with the guilt of taking the job and being away from him. And, you know, he's 8 now.
You know what I think? You know what I really like, Scott, that I'm going to say?
What?
We're going off topic. is that you acknowledge that. And also you're the dad. A lot of dads either are embarrassed to say that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I bet you there's a lot of dads that have that guilt, but like they don't say it. And so I'm not trying to like, you know, ruin the fun of pop culture, but like, it's really cool that you like, that you acknowledge like how much you miss them. And also that you do feel guilty. And I don't think anyone would want you to feel guilty. Like you're working for yourself, but for them too.
I had a long conversation with my wife about taking this job, not the podcast job, but the TV series. Because it was going to take me away for the summer.
She can spare you to go in the den for an hour.
Right. Exactly.
If you felt guilty about the podcast, we need to get you a therapist. But wait, so I'm curious, what did she say? What
she's
did
like,
she
can
say?
Can you please go in the den and do the podcast and get away from it?
She likes when you do that. What did she say? What did she think about you taking this job?
Well, I mean, listen, with what's going on in the economy, right? Yeah. The unpredictable nature of where, you know, inflation and going into a recession, maybe, and, you know, all of this bad news. And then this sort of job comes along and we just started seeing it like it was kind of a gift.
Yeah, I agree.
In hard times. And, you know, I'm in contact with all of my friends growing up with. Some of them are doing really well and some aren't doing so well.
Yeah.
And
no, right. Saying
and
no would have been really hard. Yeah. Think about the guilt you would have felt if you turned down this job that you didn't. You did not seek this job out.
No.
Meaning it came to you, and you have to sometimes trust like fate and signs. Like that's what we did with this show. We just took a chance.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think you did the right thing, even though I joke with you, but I do feel we all feel bad for you. We do.
But it's just, you know, I'm not trying to throw a pity party for myself, but it's just, you know, in a down economy and we don't know how long it's going to last with the prices being what they are, to walk away from, you know, this kind of a deal and this kind of an opportunity. We just, you know, we decided, gosh, man, you know,
how do you say no?
Yeah. How do you say no?
Yeah.
And you've been home for the past 2 years, you know. I think it's when you're home for that long and it's hard to go away now for as long as you're gone. So it's not like a couple days.
Right. That's a good point too. I think that's a really good point too, Tara's making, Scott. Like maybe it's harder because you had so much time together that it really has thrown you. Like you're not used to being away from them for an hour.
Mm-mm. No, I'm not. No. Anyway, let's move on.
No, we feel bad for you, but we'll just make some jokes. We'll make some jokes.
I mean, Amy and I we're on a roll today.
Yeah, we'll start singing Cool Rider again in a minute.
All right. So
I like when we take a moment, though, to be real, because like, I think a lot of people think, you know, I always thought like, oh, being on Gilmore Girls, being an actor would be like the most amazing thing ever. And then I'm learning like, well, it's hard work. We didn't, I didn't mention this in the other episode either, but like, I thought even the background actors looked hot in the last one, meaning warm. Like, it was clearly sunny. Oh. It was clearly 90 degrees. Yeah, and not only was Rory in her, like, blazer with scarf and mittens, the background actors must have been. Anyway, Tara, go ahead.
Yeah. I will say, speaking of the background actors, now more than ever, because of Amy with her food, I've noticed it more than ever. There was a woman in the beginning who was, I think she was trying to put cream cheese on her bagel? But did never actually put it on.
Just
holding it.
Oh, wait a minute. What about the Lorelei kind of fake eating the Chinese food at the.
My God. Like one chopsticks for one like pea. I know. And I wanted to, I was hungry watching. So I was like,
Can you please just hand me that food?
I know. That's why I was like, Rory, what is wrong with you? Belly up. Get going on that Chinese food.
Belly up.
Oh my gosh.
I, for some reason, haven't had Chinese food in so long and I need to find a good place.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it does. I'm hungry too.
Me too. We're all starving. Keep going, Tara. I got to get out of here.
Right. There's a great sushi place right up the street here. I want to go.
Sushi in Nova Scotia.
Oh, it's excellent.
You're on the water, right?
I'm right on the water.
But also, you told us you really are liking this show.
And the way
they're letting you make a lot of like, you know, well, acting decisions. And
there's a lot of freedom here. There's just a great attitude, great crew, great actors.
Dude, great Chad Michael Murray is the coolest, too. Ah, he's such a nice guy.
You know,
I love
Chad
him.
And I, we just did a workout session. Yesterday, I made the mistake of trying to keep up with him.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, that wasn't a good idea.
He wait, tell him Scott, we say hi, and that I can't wait till we do something like special with you two on the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, that dude is cut like a Greek god.
Dude, he's handsome. I
know. Oh, my goodness. It's no. Like the body's ridiculous, and it looks like he's not even trying.
He's aging like a fine wine is how we say it.
He's not aging.
I know.
Okay. He's
and
not
his,
aging.
And his cute wife. Okay. Anyway, keep going.
He's right. So anyway, yeah. So he's going to co-host a podcast with me.
Yeah. We need to do something super fun. Yeah. I think we just take fan calls. We just let fans interact with you guys.
It'll be great. Cause he's a good dude. He's a really solid dude.
So nice. I know. I hung out with him for a long time at a Dodger game one time.
Yeah. They're
so nice.
They're great.
So. All right, let's keep moving with pop culture.
This therapy session brought to you by BetterHelp.
I'm going to need a mask.
All right. So
I'm
going
to need all the sponsors to help me.
Oh, my God. It's so true.
All right. So this is the band with Mrs. Kim. Mrs. Kim says, next time, bring one. And then Zach says, dude, remember the drill instructor in Full Metal Jacket? Brian says, totally. So R. Lee Ermey played the drill instructor, Gunnery Sergeant Hardman in Full Metal Jacket. And he earned a Golden Globe nomination for the role.
Also never saw it.
Me either. And in real life,
you never saw Full Metal Jacket?
No. Scott, we are very busy watching Grease 2 and The Proposal. We do not have time for films that win Oscars.
Yeah.
I am currently rewatching. Do you guys want to know what I'm currently doing? Watching Jurassic Park number 1, Jurassic Park number 2, Jurassic Park number 3, Jurassic Park number 4, Jurassic Park number 5, because I've already seen Jurassic Park number 6, but it's now available on streaming. So I wanted to watch all five. All right,
do you want to know what I'm doing so that I don't jump off the roof here?
Reading. Probably doing something smart.
Unlike me and Amy over here.
There's a Norwegian artist.
Knew it was going to be smart.
No. It's a Scandi pop singer band that the music is so great and the singing is so great. And I've discovered Scandi pop.
Wow.
And I've never even heard of it.
Is it like K-pop?
No. Europe is producing some of the most interesting musical acts. And this one is from Norway. Her name is Sigrid. And you've got to check this out. She's got two albums out. She's just young. What a performer. What a voice.
Wow.
And then I find out her father was obsessed with Neil Young and Joni Mitchell. And that's she grew up listening to all this.
I love it.
Yeah, man. So I've been trying to keep my spirits buoyed with Sigrid music.
That's good. Try Grease 2. Try Grease 2.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
It's time to hear her side of the story. Joe and Serena sit down for an intimate conversation with Maria Georges on Bachelor Happy Hour.
I have to ask, I heard a rumor that you were dating at one point one of Drake's best friends.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on me.
Listen to Bachelor Happy Hour on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Bachelor Happy Hour. Listen now everywhere you listen to podcasts and don't miss part 2 Monday night.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go. So this is when Dave ran over a mile to the hockey game.
Oh, my God.
Rory says, just remember, there's cute jealous, then there's Othello.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We talked about that last episode.
Great line.
Yeah.
Great line.
All right. So then, yeah, of course, Othello is a tragedy written by William Shakespeare in 1603.
I just picture Lawrence Fishburne being Othello. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, he did. He did Othello.
Yeah.
All right, so let's move to the next one. Lorelai's talking to Jess about not calling Rory. Lorelai says, hey, Jess, you like music, right? The Beach Boys said it best. None of the guys go steady because it wouldn't be right to leave their best girl's home on a Saturday night. Rory's one of the best girls. She's the best girl.
That's so good.
If you want my opinion, and you don't seem to have the first idea as to how she should be treated.
That was a funny yet very deep line.
Yes.
And very deep. Just to
pull that line out of your pocket like that. I mean, come on.
That was very good.
By the way, I saw the Beach Boys a couple of times in Fort Lauderdale on the beach.
With John Stamos?
No, I understand that he's like real thick with them.
Yeah.
But no. This was back in the early 80s.
So you saw the real Beach Boys. Okay, got it.
I saw the real Beach Boys. And they were so good. Every song was a massive hit. You just don't realize. And it was maybe the best concert I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean,
I want to see that.
I don't disagree.
Lorelai, the line she said in it is a lyric from the Beach Boys song I Get Around, written by Brian Wilson and Michael Love. The song was released in 1964 as part of the All Summer Long album.
Right.
All right. So the next one, Lorelai is trying to convince Emily not to confront.
Don't worry,
Ran.
Baby is probably my favorite Beach Boys. Just saying.
How's that go?
Don't worry, baby. Don't worry, baby.
I love the classic Kokomo.
Oh, gosh, that's later. That was a surprise hit for the Beach Boys.
I like round, get around.
Yep.
Yeah. Classics.
God Only Knows. That was the theme song to that show with Bill Paxton where he had like three wives, which I loved.
Oh, right.
Anyway, yeah.
What was that called? It was
so good. Somebody will tell us. It was Bill Paxton. He had three wives.
6 feet under? No.
No, that was a different one. That was a Peter Krause.
Yeah, sorry.
Somebody will tell us. Keep going, Tara.
All right. So this next one is Lorelai trying to convince Emily not to confront Gran about about kissing the man in the jumpsuit. So Lorelai says, you're seriously telling me that you're going to be the one to go out there and humiliate Gran in front of her friends, in front of her family? Just think about it, Mom. Would Miss Manners... What would Miss Manners do?
So Big Love. Big Love. Yeah. That was the show.
Miss Manners is a pen name used by Judith Martin, an etiquette.
I love Miss Manners.
Yeah. And in 1978, Martin began writing an advice column, which was distributed 3 and later 6 times a week and was published in more than 200 newspapers worldwide. In the column, she answered etiquette questions contributed by her readers and writes short essays on problems of manners or clarifies the essential qualities of politeness.
Two tidbits. Scott, when you're watching The Proposal this weekend, you will see a moment where Ryan Reynolds does something that shows extremely good manners for Sandra Bullock. And you can get back to me on that.
Mm-hmm. That movie's so good.
That movie's so good. Also, do you want to know a little tidbit? Oh, go, ahead, go ahead. No, you go. You know what it is already.
I just wanted her to pour the tea over Graham's head.
Oh, my God.
I still want that scene. Can they go back and just do that? I'll take animated version of it.
Here's a tidbit for Miss Manners. Yeah. When you're in a restaurant and they bring the bread and you take your bread and you have your butter, how do you properly butter bread?
I don't use butter.
Okay. Well, butter's then never mind.
First of all, Luke, is that you? Ultimate Luke response.
Olive oil.
Okay, so Tara. Yeah. Since this is just our show, our pop culture episode, anyway, do you want to know how you properly butter bread, or do you know?
Yeah, I'm sitting here waiting. Go ahead.
Okay, you don't take the bread and butter it. You take your butter from the butter place, put it onto your bread plate. Then you break off a piece of bread from your sourdough roll or whatever, and you butter each bite individually. That is.
Oh, really?
How Miss Manners would tell you to do it. Never this. That's like a piece of toast.
But then sometimes you know, when you get butter, that's like a little, it's like still like really hard. what I mean? Where you can't butter the bread. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so wait a minute. So I have to do that with my olive oil too. I got to break it off.
You wouldn't dip it in like it's a piece of French toast. No.
So you don't take the entire the whole thing. Take a little corner, eat it. Then take another corner, eat it. No?
Exactly. You got it.
You got to break it up. I get it. I have etiquette. I have manners.
Yeah.
All right. It's good to brush up.
Richard and Emily would approve of you eventually.
I don't care. I think they're psychos. A couple of whack jobs, man. Are you kidding me? They approve of me. That's like a bad sign. That means I'm a wacko too.
Oh my God. This is the best episode ever, Tara.
So this is the last one.
Oh,
of pop culture today. I feel like
everyone's so happy. Like,
thank God. This is Lorelai and Richard talking.
If anyone's still with us, we thank you.
If you've made it this far, this is Lorelai and Richard talking about the guy Gran was kissing. Richard says, "I guess I've got a new daddy," which, by the way, is very awkward for him to say, and me reading it back.
I thought that was so funny.
Lorelai says, "Maybe he'll take you to ball games." Richard says, "Oh, we could get matching jogging suits. Oh, if only I could have seen Emily hiding in the bushes. It's like a play by Moyer."
went totally over my head. I don't know
Moyer.
I don't even know what that was at all.
Molière was a French playwright, actor, and poet widely regarded as one of the greatest comedy writers in the French language and world literature. And Richard is referring to Molière because of funny moments in one of his plays called Tartuffe, when Ilmière asks her husband to hide and observe Tarfut while Orgon watches in secret. Tarfut reveals his lustful nature as he tries to seduce Ilmière. That was a lot of French names.
I'm a cool rider. A cool rider. If he's cool enough, he can burn me through. Whoa.
And that's how we end pop culture.
Wow.
Scott, we apologize.
It was a fun one. I thought it was an excellent episode. Excellent. Listen, you need to get on the phone and rent that RV.
I know.
You need to get on that. So
I'm going to be so jealous. Like, the jealous pain will be real when you guys are like hanging with Matt.
Just come. Just show up. What's the big deal?
We'll see.
You know, it's a big deal. Get it. What about a private jet? What about get on the iHeart? Okay.
Excuse me. Do you have $60,000 I could borrow?
It doesn't cost $60,000.
A private jet,
a charter, a private plane.
Not. East Coast it is $30,000 each way.
It's not $60,000 each way. Go to NetJet or go to
$60,000.
Really?
Look, I don't fly private, but I have to get private planes for celebrities all the time, and it is.
You don't think you're worth it. You don't think you're worth it.
I don't have $60,000.
No, right, but you wouldn't be
$6. What?
What are you talking about?
I have $6.
You're making a fortune off this show. Give me a break.
I do okay. Come on. I do okay. I'm like,
can somebody please light the cigarette? I cannot stand it. Light her cigarette, for God's sake. She's got to relax. It's a very important lady. She knows how to butter her goddamn butter.
I do. Scott is funny, but I know how to butter my bread. Okay, we have to go. Somebody just sent us a note. We have to go because you have to record some commercials. We love you.
I got to do some commercials. All right, bye, guys.
And don't forget, follow us on Instagram at @IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com. Grade one specialty coffee.
Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.